This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. With the spending bill now behind us, everything is fine in Washington, D.C., economically speaking. All right, that's not entirely true. Fresh off their stand against rollbacks to Dodd-Frank and the aforementioned spending bill, liberal Democrats are, shall we say, displeased with President Obama's pick for one of three Treasury undersecretary jobs, an investment banker named Antonio Weiss. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren had this to say about Wall Street's influence on economic policy late Friday afternoon.
Enough is enough with Wall Street insiders getting key position after key position and the kind of cronyism that we have seen in the executive branch.
The White House, of course, calls Weiss a, quote, highly qualified nominee because he is their guy. So Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson took a look at just what this job entails, who could do it, and which way the revolving door is swinging right about now.
Wanted: enthusiastic candidates for the position of Treasury Undersecretary for Domestic Finance. Must have:
understanding of very high level and sometimes very complex finance, both domestically and internationally.
Kevin Jakes is a professor at Baldwin-Wallace University and previously spent 14 years at the Treasury. He says potential hires should also be able to translate wonky economic papers into policy and work across different government agencies. Plus,
absolutely critical is an ability to talk, to negotiate with Wall Street.
Which is why, he says, so many candidates come to the job from big banks. It gives them credibility. Jerry Hawk is a lawyer who held this gig in the 90s. He's never worked on Wall Street and doesn't think that should be a must, but he says it helps.
The whole process of Treasury issuance of bonds and notes and so on, that was an area that I didn't have any real experience in. Somebody who understood bond trading and Wall Street could make a great contribution.
But Wall Street isn't the only source of these skills, says Daniel Carpenter, a professor at Harvard.
There's a lot of alternative sources of expertise that are used by Wall Street banks themselves, including the Legal Academy, the Business Academy, consumer financial organizations, and state government officials.
Carpenter says it might be worth sacrificing some financial acumen for the fresh perspective a Wall Street outsider would bring. Of course, in the end, the final must for this position: confirmation by Congress. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.